This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Someone was interviewing me recently and asked me, really, what am I all about? What's the Health Ranger about? What is all this stuff that I'm doing? And you know, I boiled it down, and this has actually happened over several months, just thinking about what it is that I do. I want to share it with you because I hope it's empowering to you. All it is that I am demonstrating the freedom to think. That's it, man. The freedom to think, which means the freedom to question, the freedom to engage in debate, the freedom to challenge the status quo, the freedom to explore cause and effect. And the freedom to think encompasses the freedom to speak. So freedom of speech and the First Amendment is, of course, a very strong part of the philosophy of what I do. And it just so happens that I'm known for health and wellness and nutrition science and things like that. But really, if you think about it, this principle of the freedom to think is a universal principle. And there are others who practice this in other areas, like G. Edward Griffin, for example. G. Edward Griffin is really one of my heroes, someone I really look up to for trailblazing this whole path of the freedom to think. And there are many others before him, you know, as well. I mean, we're all standing on the shoulders of other giants before us to do what we do. And if you think about it, it goes all the way back to the founding of America with the First Amendment, which I guess the Bill of Rights wasn't right there at the founding. It was several years later, but they came back and they wrote the Bill of Rights and added it to the Constitution, effectively. You know, it was an add-on, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and so on. So it is remarkable. To me, it's remarkable because I've studied some human history. I'm not a historian, but I know enough about history to know that most people throughout the history of our world have lived under tyranny. Most people have lived under circumstances where they could not practice the freedom to think. Most people have been enslaved or silenced or oppressed. Some have been executed. Look at the oppression of Galileo, for example. Many scientists throughout world history have been oppressed or sometimes executed because the freedom to think was not universally recognized then. Then it's not really universally recognized now, but we have more freedom to think than, I believe, at any other time in the history of our world. And so if we have that freedom, we should exercise that freedom. And that's what I do. It almost doesn't matter the content of what I'm sharing. It doesn't matter if I'm talking about nutrition or economics or transgenderism or anything. What matters is demonstrating the freedom to think. That's it. That's the big underlying message. It's the founding principle. The real spiritual pillar of what I do is demonstrating the freedom to think. And why? Because I want you to have the courage and to know it's safe to express what you think. That's all. That's really what it's about, is I'm here to demonstrate this so that perhaps I can inspire others to also exercise this same freedom. That's it. Because our time on this earth is very short. We're here, we're gone. Less than 100 years, usually. It's like a blink of an eye. We're here and gone. But other generations can be inspired by some of the things that we do, just as we have been inspired by those before us. And with that inspiration, perhaps they can further demonstrate or expand the boundaries of the freedom to think, you know? Because there are still boundaries in society. You can't just say anything. I mean, comedians try to push the boundaries, but there are limits. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be limits. I mean, there are some limits that make sense. You don't want to, you know, like these comedians that are calling for President Trump to be executed. You know, obviously that goes too far. And, you know, I'm not about that. But I am about the freedom to question the establishment when it comes to science, economics, anthropology, human history, medicine, food, agriculture. Philosophy, spirituality, religion, all these things, culture. We have to be willing to ask questions. And you know, here's another thing that I found. People are very easily intimidated or silenced if they have a boss. If they have a boss, someone signs their paycheck, they can be controlled. And the reason that I can't be stopped from saying what I say is because I don't have a boss other than you, the people. I don't have a boss. I don't have some corporate executive above me. We're not owned. We're not some subsidiary of some mega corporation. Nobody can fire me. Well, except you. You can't really fire me. I mean, you could just stop listening to me, I guess, if that's your choice. But it's so intriguing to hear somebody who's actually speaking their mind and resonating with you on so many issues of truth and transparency that, you know, most people want to tune into that. At least they're curious. And the more we speak out and the more we speak our truth, I think the more we inspire others to do the same. And that is a positive effect on our planet. Because how do we move forward in a society? We question the status quo. How does science move forward by definition? It throws out the old beliefs and it brings in new beliefs based on evidence. That's what I do with my science lab, with talking about the composition of vaccines, how flu shots still contain mercury, a toxic heavy metal. The way we have evolutions and revolutions in science is through this process of questioning the status quo. What I am doing, in effect, is the deepest expression of real science. This is how science works. You are watching it. This is science being demonstrated. Now, what is not science is everybody sitting around a room full of old people who all say they know all the answers and there's nothing new that can ever be learned and nothing's ever going to change. That's not science. That's a cartel or a cult or something. I don't know. Maybe just like a committee, maybe is a better term for that. That's not science. That's not how science works. And so real science and real medicine and real philosophy always questions. And yet, in order to ask those questions, we have to remember that we have the freedom to question, which means the freedom to think. That's what I aim to demonstrate every day. Question everything. It doesn't mean everything is fake or everything is false, but you should question everything or at least affirm what is real and what isn't real. What's actually working for you in your life versus what's not working. You know, people go out and they go to the pharmacies and they get on all these toxic prescription drugs going through the drive-thru at CVS all day long. And they're just on drugs and they feel sicker and sicker and sicker. And I ask them, is this working for you? Is this whole lifestyle that you have of going through the drive-thru of the pharmacy and popping 15 pills a day and eating junk food and watching Oprah daytime TV in a sedentary lifestyle, is this really working for you? Because if you look at it honestly, it's not working for you. But you have to have the courage to ask the question and to question the medical establishment, which says that every health problem you experience is caused by a deficiency of pharmaceuticals. And that's total nonsense. It's obviously nonsense. It's complete bunk. And yet, how many people in society today are willing to stand up and ask that question and say, hey, that medical system based on pharmaceutical chemicals and prescriptions and kickbacks to doctors, that medical system is a fraud. Not that many people are willing to do so, especially those who work within that system, because they would be fired. Again, because they have a boss, and I don't have a boss. So I can ask the truthful question or point out the truth that that medical system is a total fraud. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. I got to tell you, living this way, there is an incredible sense of freedom, of exhilaration, of divine inspiration, you might even say, to live this life, which I consider to be incredibly joyous and in a way almost, I feel almost privileged to be able to be in this position to demonstrate this freedom to think in every way possible. I did a story about Thanksgiving and 10 questions you should ask your family members at Thanksgiving dinner, which you could use in any gathering, but this article perfectly demonstrates what I'm talking about, the freedom to think. So what are the 10 questions you should ask your family members during Thanksgiving? And they were questions like, number one, is there MSG in this turkey gravy? because most gravy mixes contain MSG. So question one, MSG. Question two, do you think that biological sex is determined by genetics or by a wish? It's the transgender question. And, you know, this list actually is kind of a satire piece. I make fun of asking these questions. Like, one of the questions is, you should ask your host if they own a gun, and if not, why not? These are the kind of questions that will win you all kinds of friends at family gatherings, right? Or you should ask them, how did you get here? How many gallons of gasoline did you burn? And what are you going to do to stop destroying the planet from climate change since you're burning fossil fuels? You know, that kind of thing. You see, it's the freedom to think, my man. It's the freedom to ask questions. That's it. That whole list of questions is just an exercise to not to try to anger people, but to get people to think. And I'm reminded of like some of the great comedians throughout history. And I grew up listening to two comedians who really influenced my life. One of them is white, and one of them is black. And those comedians, to this day, I consider them to be incredible role models for demonstrating the freedom to think. And they are George Carlin and Richard Pryor. And those of you who are like from my generation, and you're already nodding your head probably, that, oh yeah, George Carlin, man, and Richard Pryor, these guys nailed it. They nailed it. And what was so cool growing up, listening to Richard Pryor, when I wasn't supposed to, I would have to smuggle cassette tapes to listen to Richard Pryor, because he, you know, he used a lot of profanity, cursed a lot. It was some very filthy stuff by, you know, comedy standards of the day. But I found it so invigorating and enlightening, and I was able to listen to Richard Pryor with the pure mind of a young child who had never been exposed to racism. This was before the whole era of modern day, you know, Black Lives Matter and racial division and race warfare and all that stuff. I was a child, and I had friends of different races and different backgrounds, and I wasn't brought up in any way by anybody who was racist. You know, my family was very progressive, actually. And so the idea of racism had never even occurred to me, never even occurred. So I was able to listen to Richard Pryor, who a lot of his routines were actually about black oppression. Really, if you go back and listen to him, you'll know what I'm talking about. But a lot of his routines were about that. And I was able to hear that and process that without ever having even been exposed to racism. And it was a very mentally freeing kind of experience to have that cognitive dynamic, even as a child. When Richard Pryor would talk about Peoria, Illinois, and his experience in Peoria, and he would do character bits about different people, and his father having a curfew, and he had to come home, you know, come back by 11, you know, got to be home by 11, and bring me a paper, boy, I think is the way that went. He was impersonating his dad, and it was the funniest stuff, and it gave me the freedom to think and the freedom to play with ideas. And then George Carlin came in with all his stuff, and where's your stuff, you know, that whole bit. A smaller version of your stuff. And George Carlin was great too. Just the mental gymnastics of the man, just hilarious. And that's, you know, in terms of people who weren't my family, those are two big influences in my life, which I share freely. I'm not ashamed that comedians influenced me. I think it's a testament to the ability to think freely, frankly, because I think comedians have a unique view of the world, and they are creative thinkers, and they're able to connect dots, and they're able to make things interesting. And if I weren't doing what I did now, maybe I would be a stand-up comedian. Who knows? It that would be very intriguing, maybe. I don't know. I don't like to be in crowds full of people who are smoking, so maybe that's not the best fit. But I admire artists, and I admire comedians and writers, artists of all kinds, because the freedom to express is really, it's a reflection of the freedom to think. And although I'm not a high society arts kind of person, I wouldn't know good art from bad art in a museum, but I love to experience the arts as a consumer of the arts, whether it's sculpture or dance or orchestral music. You know, I'm a musician, of course, as well. And I love to experience all these expressions of creativity because it's part of that exercising, the dynamic, free-thinking capability of the human mind. It always struck me how people would be so free in the arts, especially people who are sort of on the left, progressive folks. They would be so much into the arts, and, oh, this painting is awesome, the sculpture is awesome. But then it comes to some other topic that, like politics, and they're like, no, you cannot think outside the box. You must all obediently agree with these strict demands, blah, blah, blah. Language police, thought police. I'm like, whoa, dude, weren't you the art guy like 5 seconds ago? Now you're the language police? I mean, your art is out there. Why can't we talk about LGBT contradictions with the gay community? They're like, no, you must say exactly what we say and think exactly what we think. Otherwise, you are not welcome in our group. Like, dude. Okay, let's just go back to the art, because there in the art world, you were cool. Now you're just annoying. It's like, hey, why can't we have the freedom to think all the time? That's what I demonstrate. So I'm going to wrap this up, but that's the bottom line. If you get anything from listening to me or reading my articles or learning from my lab science or whatever, it is simply this. I want you to know that you are a free person, that you have consciousness, that you are not a slave to the system. I want you to know that you have the freedom to think, that you have the freedom to speak, that you have the freedom to create, and that if you wish, you can live as a free person, even in an unfree world. And that's the takeaway that I hope you and other people get from everything that I do. That's it. It's very simple. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or read one of my many websites at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.